So what you're seeing, what you're looking at, you learn with your five senses how to operate in this realm, what you're seeing. Are you following me now? Well, it wasn't what you're seeing that didn't make this. There's an unseen world. There's an unseen realm that this natural realm, this natural world came out of, and it called faith to operate in that realm. It takes faith to operate in that realm. Notice what he said. Through faith, we understand this, that this world is here because through faith, faith did this. All right, let's look at it now. Genesis what? 1:1. In the beginning, what happened? What happened? In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth. Verse 2 says what? And the earth was without form and void, and darkness stood upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon what? The faces of the water. And while the Spirit of God was moving, some translations said moving, brewing, hovering, a different expression of what the Spirit of God was doing. What did verse 3 say? Says, and God said, what did God say? Let there be light. What happened? And there was light. In other words, God saw what he said. So through faith, we understand that this is how this world got here. God said it. So through faith, you get everything you need in life. How do you get it? Jimmy believed, and Jimmy say what he believed, and Jimmy see what he said. What hinders that when I won't walk in love, when I won't walk in obedience? And then I leave the door open for Satan to come in and bring something in my life that I don't want. Let me ask y'all this question. How many of you ever open the door to go into your house, and sometime in opening the door, a fly, a wasp, a horse fly, you ever had one of them? Did you open that door for them to come in? See, that's what happened when you open the door to stuff that you should keep the door closed. And then you chasing around trying to get him out. One time, it's amazing what critters will do to people. I'm just not afraid of stuff like that too much. I'll give them their space, but I'm just not afraid of. Little old snake come crawling across the floor, and not too long ago, maybe last year sometime, maybe year before last. Boy, you should see my wife. Little thing wasn't about that long. I just went on and stepped on it. You know, he just... Another time. Now listen to this. See, she gone. I can talk about you. I hope she's not watching me live streaming. I heard something scratching at my door, you know, door to the garage, door that leads, you know, goes into the garage. I heard something, I didn't know what that was. And so I opened the door, and you know, when you open the door, you look straight out. And I was just standing there, I looked down, there's a snake. He's about 6-7 feet long, at least six, seven feet long. So I told my wife, you know what she did? She ran to the back room, got in the bed. She said, one little bit of her foot was sticking out the cover. She pulled it on the cover. And what is that going to do? But it's amazing what critters will do you know, to ours, how we act towards them. But what I want to do this morning, I want to teach you what God has given us, and so you can live a life of freedom. Will y'all let me do that? So you can be so free in Jesus. You don't have to put on a show. You can believe God for whatever you want. Did not he say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want"? Didn't he say that? Did he mean that? Or that's just some words in the book? Didn't he say, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to"? He even tells you how he's going to do it. Right? "But my God's what? Shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." How? By Christ Jesus. Well, you, how many born again? Let me see your hand. I got two of mine, so how many you going to put up? I got two of them. How many you born again? Watch this now. You born again. He said, "But my God shall do what? Supply how many? All of your needs according to his riches," where? "In glory." How? "By Christ Jesus." And let me ask you a question. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Somebody said, "Well, he's at the right hand of God." But I want to make it more personal. He's right here. He's right here. And Jesus said, "You can have what you say." Did I believe Jesus, or did I just ignore that and didn't pay him any mind? He said, "Jimmy, you can have what you say." He said it like this: "For verily I say unto you that whosoever, and that qualifies me to be a, because I can be a whosoever. That qualifies you. You are whosoever. That whosoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be thou removed, be cast into the sea,' and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he says." So number one thing, I believe with my heart. I say it with my mouth. And when I say it with my mouth, because I believe with my heart, I have what I say. You know you getting that? What you've been saying. Child, the first time they have a layoff, I'd be the first one they get laid off. Then you get laid off first. See, I told you that. Well, you prophesied that. You should be saying, if anybody stay on this job, it'd be me. If anybody is left here, I will be the one. Why? Because he said he will supply your needs. He said he will give you every good thing. He said the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Are you blessed? Well, what you doing acting like you're poor? The blessing of the Lord. And you say you're blessed, then walk in your blessing. How do you walk in? Get that mouth open and talk it. Don't go around telling people how bad things are with you, how poor you are, how troubled you are. Tell them how blessed you are, how strong you are, how good God is to you, and that he keeps you looking good. Well, do y'all think I'm kind of looking good this morning? Do I need to go back to my closet and come again? Am I good for the day? Well, I don't thrive on that, but I do like to look good. What about you? Don't you like to look good? Well, what about, do you like to feel good? Huh? What do you like to feel good? Well, do you like to drive something that look good? Y'all.